Hello everyone, Miss Jean here. This summer, there's an amazing event taking place just up the road from where we are in Gillette, Wyoming. It's the International Pathfinder Camporee. Now, the Camporee is an incredible opportunity to exercise your faith and to grow closer to God. And here's some good news. You don't have to wait to exercise your faith until August. There's a Bible study challenge going on right now. It's your chance to study the Bible and earn a free collector's pin too. So join the Bible study challenge today at BibleStudyChallenge.com. Hi everyone, Miss Jean here. Are you ready for another mini adventure in Discovery Mountain? Harold and Logan are getting ready to go on an adventure with Officer Lewis, and they're about to get more of an adventure than they were expecting. Let's join them in today's mini adventure called Stop, Harold.
Oh, what? Oh, 6 o'clock. Why did I set the alarm so early? It's the weekend. Wait, I remember now. Logan and I are going hiking with Officer Lewis today. Come on, Logan, answer your phone.
Morning, Harold. You're not calling to say you're backing out, are you?
No way! You know how much I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, well, I also know how much you like to sleep in.
Can't exactly argue with that, but there's no way I'd miss out on going hiking with you and your dad.
I hear my dad in the kitchen. I better go get ready.
What if we find a T-Rex skeleton? We'd be famous.
You're getting a little ahead of yourself. Just pack your day pack.
I did. I've got granola bars, sandwiches, water, a spade, and my coat.
What about sunscreen?
You sound like my mom. Last night she kept telling me to pack sunscreen.
Good. So it's in your day pack.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was just about to do that.
Your mom's just looking out for you. You'd get in a lot less trouble if you listened to her more often.
There you go. Sounding like my mom again. Just last night, she was reminding me of what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6.
Ephesians chapter 6? What does that say?
Hang on a second. I still got it open right here. Children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth.
Hey, I recognize that. He's quoting one of the Ten Commandments.
Yes, the fifth commandment.
God must be pretty serious about people obeying their parents.
So is my mom. She said I needed to obey Officer Lewis today, since he'll be in charge of us. She says like he's my parent today, too.
Well, we better get ready. See you outside. Don't be late.
Harold, Logan, and Officer Lewis all got in the car and rode up into the mountains.
Here you are, boys. Ready to hike?
So ready.
Let's go.
I'll lead the way, Officer Lewis.
Oh, look. This is where I found those fossils I brought to your class last week.
Maybe we'll find more fossils.
Like, maybe a T-Rex skeleton?
Well, I don't know about anything that big. But if we're lucky, we may be able to find some trilobite fossils.
What are trilobites?
Trilobites are strange roach-like critters, and their fossils are pretty common. We might also find some plant fossils.
What about snakes?
Snakes? I doubt it. Snake fossils are pretty rare.
No, not snake fossils. Snakes.
Oh, no. It's still too early in the season for snakes to be out. They won't come out until the weather's warmer.
Whew, that's a relief.
Watch your step, because this slope is mostly shale.
I know what shale is. Sedimentary rock that breaks apart real easy.
That's right. That's why you have to be extra careful walking on it. But it's the best kind of rock for finding fossils.
Wow, you're not kidding about shale being slippery.
Stop, Harold.
Okay, but why? It's a little slippery, but it's not that bad.
Come here, Harold.
All right.
Ooh.
What's wrong?
I didn't want you to step on that snake.
Snake?
Where?
See? Right over there, where Harold was about to step.
Is that a rattlesnake?
Rattlesnake? You mean I was this close to death?
It may have been a gopher snake. They look very similar, but I don't want to take any chances.
Well, you said it was still too cold for any snakes to be out.
I thought it was. I've never seen one this early in the year. I guess it's been sunnier on this side of the mountain than I thought. But that's not what's important.
It's not?
What's more important than not stepping on a rattlesnake?
The important thing is I needed Harold to stop immediately.
And I did.
Yes, you did. But if you argued with me or asked me why or pretended you didn't hear me and kept walking, well...
As Chaplain Jake would say, it might have been a disaster.
But instead, Harold listened. And I'm very thankful for that.
Whew, me too.
We should really thank Harold's mom. She made him promise to obey you today.
Huh. I guess those verses Mom read me are really true. If you obey your parents, things will go well for you.
And didn't the last verse also say you'd enjoy a long life on the earth? Not stepping on a rattlesnake sure extended your life.
Things do go better when we follow what the Bible says. The question now is, do you want to keep going, Harold? Or would you rather turn around and go back after your close encounter with this snake?
And give up a chance to find a T-Rex? No way. But maybe you should lead out this time.
Phew, that was close. I hope that Harold, Logan, and Officer Lewis have a better rest of their morning hiking. I'm glad that God prepared Harold with a listening heart before he ever left home. Listening to Officer Lewis probably saved him a lot of trouble and pain. God puts our family members in our lives to protect us, and I'm so glad that he does. Aren't you? I'm Miss Jean, and you've been listening to a mini adventure in Discovery Mountain, where the air is clear enough to hear your imagination, and where every day is an exercise in faith. Visit us at discoverymountain.com to send us a message and listen to full episodes on demand. Discovery Mountain is a production of The Voice of Prophecy. Stop, Harold was written by Janice Nelson.